And welcome back in GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood along with Mike Bernard from OTM Sports based out of Las Vegas. You're listening to Inside the Numbers, where we take a look at all the top college and NFL games for this Thanksgiving weekend. Brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto Home Life Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you in the Birmingham, Alabama market. Contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Located at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Mike, 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, CBS, it's the Iron Bowl. Auburn 7-4. Alabama, of course, ranked number one, 11-0. Alabama leads this series 45-36-1.
Yeah, and it compared to other rivalries, you notice that they only played 82 times.
Yeah, and you know, of course, that's because they had a 40-something year stretch there when they had disagreements. And I can't remember the last year that they played was something like 1919 or something like that. And they came back and restarted the rivalry back in the late 50s. And it's ironic that the tie was the last game that they played before they suspended the rivalry for all those years.
Yeah, kind of quit on the tie. Well, obviously, it's great that they got back and they play every year now. Mm-hmm. When I look at this year's team, of course, Auburn has it's been a disappointing year. They expected much more. Their defense, though, they only give up 16 a game. Alabama's defense only allows 13 a game. The last 3 years in this game, it was low scoring. And this year, the total's at 52.5 or so. So it's kind of an interesting number there.
Yeah, and these two defenses, they are close. I mean, they're talent on both sides. You got guys that are going to be playing on Sundays in both these units. However, the offenses, that's what makes this game a mismatch for me. I mean, Alabama has developed a different look under Tua Tagovailoa. Then go back and look at some of Saban's past quarterbacks, John Parker Wilson, Greg McElroy, Blake Sims, Jake Coker, even Jalen Hurts. And you got to credit Saban because, man, he will take his talent and he will tell his coaching staff, we're going to mold our offense around our talent. And that's what they've done with Tagovailoa. Jared Stidham, man, I feel for that guy. I mean, he's more than capable. But Malzahn only knows one thing. There's no adapting to talent. He's going to run his playbook. And you've got to adapt to that. And look at the success he's had. Listen, face it, players like Cam Newton, they make any system succeed at all. And Auburn, they may have a number two dressing out on Saturday down in Tuscaloosa, but it ain't going to be Cam.
No, and look, I just don't understand with Auburn's offense predicated off the run game, power run game between the tackles, you know, why it doesn't work now. You've had, what did they have, a 1,000-yard rusher 9 years in a row, and you have four or five Auburn backs on NFL rosters, and now you don't have someone capable. That's the thing that a lot of Auburn fans don't understand.
A lot of Auburn fans are scratching their heads. And the running backs that they do have, it's not that they don't have talent, but for this offense to be successful, you've got to be able to run the ball between the tackles. And you cannot run up inside with a 185, 195-pound back time and time again. You've got to have somebody as one of my old coaches used to say, you got to have some sack in your britches. You got to have some weight back there. They don't have that Kerryon Johnson type running back down there anymore. And the thing about it is, go back to even when Cam brought him back in 2010, they had a great running back then.
They had Michael Dyer, who was a power runner between the tackles, but now they don't have that. When I take a look at this, you mentioned Cam Newton and the Cam back in 2010. That was the last time Auburn defeated Alabama in Tuscaloosa. And coach, since 2009, either Alabama or Auburn have played for the national title, whether it was in the BCS title game from 09 through 2013 or the college football playoff from 14 through 17. In 6 of the last 10 years, the national champion's been Alabama or Auburn. Alabama has to get past Auburn, then Georgia, and I think Georgia's going to be a tougher game than most experts think. But if they get past those two, they'll push that streak to 11 straight years.